When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Stop Flash Parking, the Drew Carey Beard, and the Carolina Reaper. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys here in the same gas blast, but on the radio.
What was that?
I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Gosh, you got to see this one.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee's got her bangs and her raspberry sweater on today in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
This
is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the show. And what are you doing now over there?
Apparently, we're getting email from various fire departments across the country saying, please don't encourage people to flash your park.
Well, thank goodness we're going to do that.
Flash your park here where you park in front of a building and no one can get in.
Yeah, you just pull up, kick the flashers and run in, do your business, come out, your car's right there.
It's totally illegal.
Yeah, there's a great...
Well, of course it is.
There's a great photograph. There's a great photograph on the internet I've seen of a guy. He parked in front of a fire hydrant and you see... The fire department has come up, broken his windows, and has the hose running right through
Love
the car.
That. Love that.
Classic.
Yeah.
Dear Chick, I tried the hazard light thing at the grocery store the other day.
Yeah.
I pulled up, turned on my hazard lights, opened the tailgate on the truck to make it look like I was making a delivery. Went in, got what I needed, leisurely shopped, got back in the truck, and left. It worked perfectly, .. Totally doing that again.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Bill. That's
too bad the ambulance couldn't get close enough to save that old lady.
You know, somebody told me a long time ago that the easy way to remember a law is that if everybody did it, it'd be bad.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So it's against the law if everybody flash or parked. Only select few could flash or park.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people with handicap stickers get a... That we should be able
what is
to
wrong
go
with you.
We should be able to go through some sort of
let's hear him out.
Testing, thank you. Some sort of testing process where I'm important enough to have flasher parking.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm not trying to poo-poo this.
No.
How do you judge who is and isn't important enough?
Well, you find enough important people to judge who the important
and
people
is. And is this based off occupation? Do athletes get it?
I think you're fine.
By what they're wearing, their facial hair.
Tom will be the judge because he does that anyway.
One of the judges, the vanguard, tip of the spear of this program. That's Tom Griswold right there.
You know what?
Have seen the Price is Right lately? Drew Carey, that beard.
Yeah.
Sorry,
have
Drew.
Not.
Park far away and walk. I don't know who told you that looked good.
Unrecognizable. You like Letterman's beard?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Drew looks like he's sort of emulating that.
Oh, he looks ridiculous.
I haven't seen that. I have to check it out.
You know, it's untrue. It's just bushy and looks weird.
Let me tell you something. Drew Carey could have robbed several banks all across the country when he was on the Drew Carey Show. And now he's totally unrecognizable. You're right. Yeah.
What Anyway, good guy, friend of the show. I just don't like the beard.
We're talking about our Drew Carey?
No.
Oh, Christ.
Thank you.
I'm kidding.
Don't. No jokes no one gets. Okay, back to you.
A man in Canada has set the Guinness World Record for fastest time to eat three. Listen up, Ace. Fastest time to eat three Carolina Reaper chilies.
Ooh. Mm.
Mike Ooh, wow. Jack. That's his name. Mike?
Son of Billy Jack.
That's right.
You got a problem with his name? With
Mike Jack.
Be more concerned about his rectum. This guy's going to fart like a flamethrower.
He ate three Carolina Reapers in 9.72 seconds.
Oh, boy.
The world's hottest chili pepper, the Carolina Reaper rates an average of 1.4 million Scoville. That's the heat unit.
Have you had one, Ace?
I've had it in sauce, but not.
Okay, you've never, yeah.
Raw.
Yeah,
followed by the world record for the world's most uncomfortable evacuation.
That's the thing I don't get.
I do not get the hot sauce thing.
For the purposes of the record, each chili had to weigh at least 5 grams, and a certificate proving they were, in fact, Carolina Reaper chilies had to be provided.
Okay.
So there you go.
I was offered one once, and I said, no, thank you.
I don't get the people who like think. Do you go online and watch people eat really hot stuff? Is that your generation? Is that what I'm thinking? Probably.
I don't really. A lot of my friends watch the show Hot Ones, but I think that they're less interested in the hot sauce and more about the person who's going to be eating the hot sauce and watching them squirm. Maybe
that's a show, Hot Ones.
Yeah. Popular YouTube show.
Yes,
or,
an interview show, and they'll interview
it's
you
on
know
true TV to also.
Yeah, they turned it into a game show, right?
Yeah.
And then one time I did it inspires stuff. I did a stand-up show one time where you had to drink a shot of hot sauce at the end of your set. Yeah, and then the hotter the hot sauce, the more minutes you got to do.
All about the comedy.
All about the shit, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure Carlin and Robert Klein would have gladly.
Well, Josh,
gladly,
as you know, all the great comedy shows have a lot of rules. That's the fun thing.
Doesn't Jimmy Kimmel have a segment where he has celebrities eat something really hot? Isn't he?
Or like, weird.
You know, it's all about the conversation. Conversation on that show. So. it's kind of a fun thing.
You know, how many times can you ask Jason Bateman about his wristwatch? Oh, I messed that up. I said basement, didn't work, did it? You know,
he lives in the basement.
I'm just saying, celebrity conversation can be boring. Okay. Have him drink some hot sauce. Sure, who cares?
All
fun.
Right, okay. All
so
right.
This guy's got the world record.
He's got the All world right. record.
Okay, congratulations,
Isn't
sir.
Isn't that kind of unhealthy?
It's got to be. Right?
We had a guy die last year.
Yeah.
Won't your stomach explode or something?
Some guy.
Supposedly, it speeds up your metabolism.
Huh.
Yeah, it'll speed it up all right.
I know, it speeds up my lack of interest in talking to you.
If you're one of those guys.
See, that's why he's going to be the president of the Flasher Parking Certificate Hotline.
Godwin kind of understands this guy, right? How do you feel about Carolina Reapers?
Don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Some more inside jokes nobody gets.
We all got that. He'll be doing. Don't fear the tomorrow morning. Carolina Reaper. Oh, that's it.
Now Uranus is a falling out.
Burning ring of fire. Burn. So I know if I'm at a cocktail party and some guy walks up, I just ate three Carolina Reapers. I want to know what you think about politics.
I know if I'm at a
cocktail. Why don't you tell me your opinion about foreign policy?
If I'm at a cocktail party, I go, what the hell am I doing at a cocktail party? And I leave immediately.
What is it? What psychological? There's got to be some psychological process of people who, oh boy, that I've got this party coming up Friday night. Oh, on Monday, yeah, that'll be Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday comes, I'm not going to this party. everybody does that.
It's great.
Especially for weddings.
The truth is, especially now, nobody wants to go anywhere.
No.
Well, now it doesn't count.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of that, we've got a long NFL offseason coming up, and I'm serious about this. Send me stuff that I can binge watch. Email us at bobandtom@bobandtom.com.
Haven't you watched everything?
Shut up, Christine.
Apparently there's a great show with guys eating hot stuff.
Hot ones.
I don't particularly cotton to that sort of thing.
Okay.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with Geico Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Christy?
Yes.
What do you got?
Kraft is, speaking of food, launching mac and cheese for Valentine's Day. It's candy flavored and pink. Yes, it's a limited edition treat that will be made with their original Kraft mac and cheese. It will include a candy flavor packet that will give the savory dish a sweet candy flavor and turn it a beautiful color of pink.
I think they messed up here.
This is great if you were thinking about getting a divorce. This will turn up the volume. What I got for you for Valentine's Day. Pink macaroni and cheese.
They can't make it taste like... Make it taste like Kraft macaroni and cheese and turn it pink.
I'm with you there.
I get that. Don't make it taste like candy. That's a bad move.
Candy Kraft mac and cheese will only be available through a contest wherein 1,000 winners will receive a Candy Kraft mac and cheese kit by February 14th, Valentine's Day. Entries will be accepted at candycraftmacandcheese.com until February 8th.
Just throw the pixie stick on top of it then. And this is some big secret.
You're right.
This is really
dumb. Your kids would probably eat this.
Of course they would, but it's for Valentine's Day. It seems like
might be a fun thing for families, but will it taste good?
Yeah,
has there ever been a successful candy with cheese in it?
You got a song for us?
Well, every time we talk mac and cheese, I have a new song for you.
You do?
Here we go. Oh, the mac babe with the cheese dear. Now it's pink for Valentine's Day. And when I dip my noodles in that sauce, babe, oh, that mac-y sure tastes great. They got that loving color. Oh, and it's a shocker, I think. I put a finger in my drink. Yeah, and one in the pink. I'm in love and I'm happy. Now that pink mac and cheese is back in town. Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
That was very nice, Pat. I'm not exactly sure how... A finger in the pink got crammed in there, but
it's okay. A little inside joke.
Okay,
literally.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know.
I saw this yesterday, and just the look of it was like, no thanks.
Well, you can't just have that as the only thing for Valentine's Day.
Maybe if a lady presented you with a mac and cheese. Some special outfit.
Are you into that? Like eating food off ladies' bodies? Things like that? Yeah.
No food is allowed of any kind in the bedroom ever.
And chick, don't ask me, because I'm definitely not into eating food off ladies. I don't like it.
I think it's gross. I don't like it either.
Loud and clear.
I think it's a gross thing to do.
Message received.
No food in the bedroom, huh, Tommy?
Oh, God, no. Now, Josh, I dare I ask, I would assume you have a complement of spatulas and whipped cream devices in the bedroom.
Is that right?
A soft serve machine right next to the bed.
That's how you see my bedroom, huh?
Let me look at God when he gets naked.
He's turning red.
I'm just so glad it's not me.
Honey, why don't you leave your clothes next to the toppings bar.
The toppings bar.
Grab some sprinkles on your way out.
See, wouldn't you go to a restaurant with a toppings bar? What happened to those, man?
Pandemic.
Oh, I used to go to a place that was one of those ice cream places where they had like a sort of salad bar.
Disney World still had those.
Not to you, man.
Though there was a time.
If we're talking food, I got a real good letter.
Oh, what do you got
about this? So this is from our friend Greg. He says, "Hey, gang, we're talking grilled cheese. I have a thing. He puts two pieces of bread in the toaster, butter on both sides, cheese on both sides, peanut butter in the middle, and then he puts it in a frying pan, and the cheese and the peanut butter mix together," he says.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is not right up my alley. I might try it, but Josh, I thought you might enjoy this.
It's a mess of food. Josh, you'd love it. Put anything in your mouth, right?
I got this one. This is somewhat similar. Try this, Josh, reads the letter. Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, put cooked bacon inside, butter the outsides, and grill it like a grilled cheese.
Jesus,
the fattest sandwich.
That is, and I will try them this afternoon.
That wins, and we're all happy.
My dad loved peanut butter and bacon sandwiches.
Wow,
big thing.
Okay,
give it a shot. It's described as a life changer.
Okay, I have a question. When you make your grilled cheese, do you put the butter on the bread or in the pan?
In the pan.
Oh, I am on the bread.
I'm on the bread, too.
Do you know what? Sometimes I'll wrong. Put a little...
I put it on the pan. I hate to agree with Nutsy, but yeah.
What? Do you ever lightly spread mayo on the outside of the bread, and then that way the oil on the mayo kind of works with you? Does that make sense?
I've never done that.
That's real good. Real yummy.
No, to me, if you butter the pan and you put the bread on... Only that one slice of bread soaks up most of the butter, and then when you flip it, there's not enough butter left for the other side.
Mm. Chick, what's it like dealing with amateurs?
I don't know.
How about both? Hey. Butter in the pan and butter on the bread.
Wait a minute. We can disagree but coexist?
That's right.
Give peace a chance.
I'm not going to attack you in your sleep. Of course not.
Now, Chick always gets mad about this, but now this is a little trick that I learned from Elvis's cook.
Oh,
we hear this.
Someone listening is going to try this and they're going to thank me.
Everybody listening has tried it.
You make toast, Christy. Regular toast in a toaster.
Yeah, no.
Then you deep fry it.
Whoa! You're going too fast. How do you make toast again?
Then you make your cheese sandwich, or your bacon sandwich, or your banana sandwich, and then you deep fry it after you've toasted the bread. Is that crispiness?
What do you mean deep fry?
I don't have a deep fryer.
Put a quarter inch of butter in a pan. You probably could rally up a quarter inch of butter.
Yeah, that's
your
butter.
Neighbor's house.
No, I have real butter in my house.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, like one tab?
No, I have a box of butter. Whatever.
I get butter tabs.
Next to the Molly and
Christy,
the butter.
I can't eat enough butter. It expires before I finish the stick.
No, I use it to cook with, but I'm with Josh. I've never heard of grilled cheese without putting it on the bread.
I think
before.
We're doing it the right way.
Thank you, Josh. Yes.
I'm telling you, this mayo method's pretty good.
I hate mayo. We're not going to use
that. That's a hard sell there, Will.
I'm telling you, pal. It's the oil and the mayo.
I'm going to try it.
Thank you, Chick. I'm just going to shut up for the rest of the day.
No. Hey,
we're accepting great stoner recipes today.
No,
we certainly appreciate
it.
Thank you very much. Now, we finished sports. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now we segue over to Christy Lee.
We've been talking food, and we had the Kraft candy mac and cheese.
Boo.
Hershey is making news today. They're expanding its whatchamacallit brand.
Yes!
Oh, Josh is a fan, I can tell.
Big fan of the whatchamacallit.
They have a new candy bar coming out, Josh, called the Who's What's It Bar.
Okay, tell me about it.
Start at the beginning. I don't know what a whatchamacallit is.
Well, no, it's got chocolate and pretzels and what is it?
Not quite pretzels.
Is it a candy bar?
Yes.
And it's got a whole mess of stuff in there, Chick.
Yes,
right.
It really does. Things. It's really good, though.
Well, the Who's What's It Bar, Josh, will feature a peanut butter cream layer, Rice Crisps covered in chocolate.
Oh, so it's like a Nestle's Crunch then.
Kind of, with peanut butter.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, this sounds delightful.
The name is the result of a contest that asked fans to submit their most creative name ideas to win $5,000 and a year's supply of candy bars.
Is it a Who's It's What's It? Or is it
Who's It's What's It?
Oh, God.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
It's important. I have to ask.
Tommy, have any thoughts about why they named it that?
Or? No, it's Who's What's It, because there's no it in the middle.
Oh,
it's
sorry,
W-H-O-Z-E-E.
Excuse me. A moron says what?
What?
A moron says what's it?
What's it?
Sounds delightful.
Yes.
Lisa M. from Farmington, Massachusetts, chose the winning name and is honored on the new candy wrapper.
Do you know one of my friends submitted to this and didn't get chosen?
Really?
Yeah, one of my improv friends. He made the Who's On First bar, and no one wanted to use it.
Oh man. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, they didn't take my suggestion either.
What was your suggestion?
What the F is this thing?
No one needs it.
Or mine was, where's the trash can?
Thanks.
No, actually, this sounds like...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.